Beware, because the Central Coast have been the giant killers in recent times. They're climbing off the bottom of the ladder and they're taking on the Western Sydney Wanderers. This game's going to be at Spotless Stadium. I think the coverage will start at about 5:30, but the kickoff will be at 6. And joining us online is Scotty Neville from the Wanderers. G'day, Scott.
G'day, how you going?
Good, good, good. They've found a bit of form, your opposition.
Yeah, they have. They've won the last two games. So, they're going to come into the game with plenty of confidence.
So have you guys, though. You needed a win. You got the win, and I'm sure you're still confident of getting into the finals.
Yeah, definitely. The game on the weekend in New Zealand was, one of our best performances of the year. And, I think we've only lost one in the last five games. So, yeah, we're brimming with confidence as well.
Scott, can you tell us what came together on the weekend that Tony Popovich was happy with and you, and that you need to keep improving on?
I think we just took our chances and, a decision went against us again, which we didn't let it affect us, and we just stuck to our structures and kept playing with confidence and managed to all come together.
Because the belief, every time when you speak to Tony or another player from the Wanderers, there's always been this belief that you're not too far away, you're just not getting the ball in the back of the net, but that certainly came to fruition on the weekend.
Yeah, I think, last season when we made the grand final, we were winning a lot of games 2-1 or 1-0. And this year we've drawn 9 games.
Yeah.
So, I actually think we have been playing pretty well this year. And it's just a matter of stopping the errors at the back, the silly mistakes. And then, like you said, putting the ball in the back of the net. And fortunately, on the weekend, we did that. So hopefully it can continue.
It's a long season. You can't panic, can you? There's still plenty of time.
Yeah, that's it. It's different, what it's like in sport. It's different if you're getting, you're not playing very well every week or the team's not gelling you're just getting battered. You can understand that. But when you're drawing, 9 games and you're chucking away leads and you're actually playing well, it's hard to take. But
sure.
You're on the table, like you are where you are for a reason, So we've got to make sure that we continue to work hard and cut out those. Keep cutting out those mistakes and keep putting the ball in the back of the net.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt regarding that, which is terrific. And obviously not. I mean, I know you got the home ground at Spotless, but it's not quite your home ground feeling with that. What you call the 12th man getting you across the line in tight finishes and giving you that support as well, Scott. So I guess you call for everybody, all Wanderers supporters, to get out there at Spotless on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever be able to replicate what we had at Parramatta. That was incredible. And the fact that it was quite a close ground to the pitch and the fans were on top of you, I don't think we can replicate that at these type of venues. But, the crowd's still amazing. And even when we went up to Brisbane or when we played the derby at Sydney FC's ground, there's always more Wanderers fans than the opposition. And I think I said that against Central Coast when we won their 4-1 in round 8 or 9, and there's honestly, I didn't know that we were playing in Central Coast. There's that many Wanderers fans, so they're a huge lift for us.
Yeah, good stuff.
And Scott, can I ask next year, mate? I know you're focused on now. Where do you think you'll be?
Yeah, I'm not too sure at the moment. Just gonna focus on the rest of the season, and just look forward to playing my first ACL campaign.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love my time at Wanderers, and I'm just looking forward to finishing off the good season here, and then we'll take it from there.
Mate, just the final one from me. Were you as surprised as everybody else about Brisbane Roar 2-0 over Carlos Tevez's team, Shanghai Shenhua, last night?
Not really, no.
Okay.
To play up in Brisbane and the way they train up there every day is it's incredible. Like until you play up there, you don't understand how hot it is and humid. So for them to train in those conditions and play a Chinese team who have only just started their season, I think they're a week out of pre-season.
Right.
It was no surprise.
Okay.
Mm. Good on you, Scott. We wish you well, mate. Play well on the weekend.
Thank you. I'd just like to say happy birthday to Pete Wales, who's an avid listener of the show up in Newcastle. I just got to chuck that out for him.
Pete Wales.
Yep, Pete Wales. He's a good man.
Good on you, mate.
Well done, Scotty.
Play
Thank
well.
You. Yeah.
Wanderers $1.45. The draw $4.50. Mariners $6.50. The Wanderers trying to get on a roll.
Happy birthday, Pete.